Hey everyone, you know how we're all supposed to be learning all the time these days? Well, get ready to dive into some really cool stuff about learning.
Sounds intriguing. What's on the agenda for this deep dive?
We're checking out SoundBranch. They have some really interesting ideas about using podcasts and voice notes to learn more effectively. I actually pulled up their page.
Ah, so we're going straight to the source. I like it.
Right. And it's not just about listening. And the SoundBranch page got me thinking with this line. In a world flooded with information, the way we learn is rapidly evolving.
It's true, though, isn't it? I mean, it really feels like we're drowning in information sometimes. But how do we evolve the way we learn along with it?
That's the million-dollar question. And I think SoundBranch might actually have some answers. But first, I think it's important to acknowledge that the old way of learning, you know, just passively sitting through a lecture, it's just not cutting it anymore.
You're preaching to the choir. I don't know how many times I've zoned out in a lecture hall only to realize later that my notes look like an abstract art project.
Been there. But think about how different it is when you listen to a podcast, right? You're actively engaged with the information, even if you're also, say, walking the dog or doing the dishes.
It's true. You're actually processing what you're hearing. And there's research to back that up. Apparently, listening engages in parts of your brain than reading.
Wait, really? So it's not just about multitasking?
Nope. Multitasking is a nice bonus, but the real magic is happening in your brain. When you listen, you're tapping into your auditory processing centers, which can make information stick with you a lot longer.
Wow, so audio learning is like a brain hack. I'm into it.
It really can be, and SoundBranch takes it to a whole new level, but more on that later.
Okay, so audio learning can help us remember things better? Cool. But let's face it, podcasts can be kind of all over the place. How do we make all that information something we can actually use?
That's where SoundBranch comes in, right? It's not just listening. Think of it more like building your own personal audio library of knowledge, curated by you.
Ooh, I like that. A personalized audio knowledge base. So how does it work?
So imagine this. You're reading an article, and bam, you see the perfect quote. SoundBranch lets you record that quote and add it to a playlist.
Wait. You mean it's not only existing podcasts? I can put in my own ideas and things? That's amazing. So, like, how does that work?
It's so flexible. You can take tiny bits from interviews or audiobooks or even just record yourself talking and put them all together, like a highlight reel of information.
That's a whole different level of organization. But what happens when you're studying a huge topic? Like, if I'm studying for a history exam, it's easy to get totally lost. What can SoundBranch do for that?
Their timeline feature is perfect for that. Imagine a timeline just for your American history class, right?
Yeah.
You could have different parts for different things, like the Revolution, the Civil War, the Great Depression, each one with its own audio notes.
So instead of searching through pages of notes, I could just go to the Great Depression on this audio timeline and get all the important stuff. That's brilliant.
Exactly. And hold on, it gets even better. You can make categories and subcategories within that timeline, too. Like, let's say you're studying the French Revolution. You can have one main category for that. And then under that, categories for important people, big events, causes, and effects. Each one can have your own notes, pieces of lectures, documentaries, anything you can think of to help you really learn it all.
Whoa, so you're creating your own adventure of audio learning, and it's all organized so you don't get lost.
You got it. It's all about making information less scary and easier to understand.
This is seriously blowing my mind. We've gone from scribbled notes to a whole personalized audio library. It's like a superpower for learning. But I'm still trying to wrap my head around how this works in real life. Like, what about when you're writing a big research paper?
Oh, that's a perfect example. Think about it. You're doing all this research, highlighting everything in sight, but it can still feel like a jumbled mess.
Tell me about it. Information overload is real.
Right. But with SoundBranch, you can actually record yourself. Like, as you're reading, just hit record and summarize the main points or talk through different arguments.
So you're basically having a conversation with yourself about the material.
Exactly. And sometimes talking it out is the best way to make sense of it all.
100%. It's like when you try to explain something to a friend and suddenly you understand it way better.
Exactly. And all those little recordings, along with any quotes you grab or expert opinions, they all come together to build this amazing audio record of your learning journey. It's like a living document that grows with you.
I love that, a living record. And it makes you realize this isn't just about one paper or one exam. We're talking about building a knowledge base you can keep adding to your whole life.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah.
It goes back to that idea SoundBranch mentioned. Knowledge isn't just something you acquire. It's something you live. It's about making learning a part of your life in a way that actually works for you.
That's such a cool way to think about it. If learning is something we actively do, something that fits into our lives, the possibilities are kind of endless.
Absolutely. It's exciting to think about.
It really is. And if you're ready to ditch those highlighters and see what audio learning can do for you, I can't recommend checking out SoundBranch enough. You might just discover a whole new way to learn. Until next time, happy listening, everyone.